It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We're back. It's KJ Carson on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Ratings when you were a player, what was your highest? Do you remember?
I think my highest was like a 91 or something like that. I was in the 90s. I always bust these guys, you know, like, oh man, you know, they get so upset when Madden gives them like an 82 or something like that. It's fun though, because really we all grew up wanting to be on that game. And, you know, we became huge fans of other teams by playing the game. You always want to get the best team. So, you know, I think it's fun. And I think Madden, EA Sports, they understand. They're kind of capitalizing on it a little bit.
Second hour, KJ here on WEEI. 617-779-7937, text line 37937. When's the last time you heard a Patriots head coach talk about video game ratings in any type of conversation with the media? That's just the new look of the Patriots with Gerard Mayo, and I'll get to that in a second. I do have to say this. Thank you so much for listening to KJ here these last few Sunday mornings, because it's just absolutely phenomenal what has happened. So, of course, a couple weeks ago on KJ and Lions, I'd got into a diatribe about what Doug Gottlieb said about Jaylen Brown and head coaches. Greg Hill show next morning, picked that up. Thank you for getting up and listening on a Sunday. Called Gottlieb, laid him out. Last Sunday, had Kelsey Nicole Nelson on here on the show talking WNBA at the break. Even got to the hypothetical of, hey, you know, Boston really should go after a WNBA team because it could create this kind of three-way circus between Connecticut and between the New York Liberty. Go get Caitlin Clark after 3 years, and the WNBA would just blow up here. People text here. Oh, people would come from New Hampshire and Maine and so forth. And on Tuesday, Jacob, Boston Globe Magazine. What if the WNBA came to Boston? So thank you so much. I'm telling you. I know you got Scoops Keefe at night, but damn, Scoops KJ in the morning? On Sundays, no less? I'll pull a Dan Patrick. So when they ask you who you listen to on Sunday mornings, make sure you... I can do that joke now because you don't write it down anymore. Okay, back to the Patriots and Gerard Mayo. Why did I play that cut about him talking to his players about their Madden rating? It's why he's the head coach. No, I'm not talking about because of the video game, but because he's able to step into these players' real world lives and understand where they're at. Now, days of, oh my gosh, you know, coach is like your father you didn't have. A lot of these guys got their dads around. That's why you have problems with AAU and these 7-on-7 coaches. Dad's there. So a lot of these players, and he's dead on, Gerard Mayo, they pay attention to what their rating is in the game. They talk about what players they use, or what teams they play for, or what teams they've used over time. And watch this. Gerard Mayo has this defense tight, which I think he will. I don't think it's going to have a lot of slippage. Defensive players who play these games over the years are going to know, like, hey, I want to go play for Mayo because he will talk to me about Madden ratings, and he's got a defense. You may sound like that's the stupidest reasons for people to come play, because most people think they'll just come for the money. And I'll tell you this. The NFL is not like baseball. This isn't like, you know, like, you know, because that bridge in Pittsburgh is so, so beautiful, which it is. If you've ever been there, where the three rivers meet. Like, oh my gosh, this is like, this is something like out of a Middle East postcard. This is like the old, it's beautiful. But when the salary comes down to it, when it comes to business, they're not paying you. But in football, any team can meet the price that you need to be met at. Is, do you have the culture in place to be met at? And that's what's going to be so key for Jerod Mayo, is he is meeting these guys at a point. Do you think there was ever a conversation with, now here's the funny thing, with Belichick dating someone like, what, 40 years younger than him? I don't know. Maybe you do want to have those conversations with those guys. Like, you know, I ladies your age, I kind of understand. What? You're my granddaddy age. You can't say that to coach. So the place where you probably could be met at is probably in stuff like video games and having a game room and creating safe spaces. Look, to some people it sounds soft, but you got to understand, each of these players are virtually a walking business. And they're usually the walking bank. Talk to any NFL player, even former player. How many of your relatives asked you for money this past week? The damn bank! So these guys need some type of peace of mind to be able to know that they don't always have to be chewing on fingernails or, you know, constantly on edge because I've got a super hard-ass coach. Now, super hard-ass coach is the greatest head coach of all time and was very intelligent to not take that job with Kyle Shanahan. You want to talk about like a behind-the-music waiting to happen? That would have been if Belichick went to San Francisco. Just see what happened to Steve Wilkes. I can blame you. I'm going to blame you for a bad quarterback throw and fire my defensive coordinator. No. But Mayo is a guy that is meeting these guys in the middle of the road. And this is what he talked about during these press conferences when he first took the job. He even introduced in terms of race. He did mention that a bit. Not too much. But he's only mentioned it to say that, isn't this what most of the players look like? Aren't they coming from situations for him? Because if you know Jerod Mayo's background, where he's from in the Hampton Roads area, read a book called Make Me Wanna Holler. And you go, damn. Jerod Mayo, he's really the leader. He is really considered a leader that's come out of that area, that Hampton Roads area. It's tough. So he knows where some of these guys have come from. Not all of them. That used to be the theme. You know, I used to hate those NFL Sunday packages. Not the TV games, but, you know, the pregame. That's why, do you even, Jacob, watch the 1 hour on network before the game anymore?
I'd be lying if I said yes.
Yeah, nobody does because one of the reasons why I was like, I don't want to see the super sad story. Oh, yeah, I don't want to see the super sad story. Like, he's a great receiver, but meet his 38 brothers and his 6 moms. You know, like, I don't want to see that. Thank God for other things. I'd play EA college football and develop the next star. Do some recruiting. But Jerod Mayo understands the various walks of life of guys on his team. And some of those guys in previous coaching regimes that were there or previous coaches on the staff were not going to be a fan of, you know, Harry Hard guy who's, you know, the pseudo-military guy. I do special teams because special teams are special. Yes, sir. No, bro. We've seen you as a head coach. No, sir. We've seen you touch the offense. No, sir. Get them out of here. So you have conversations about Madden ratings, or you can even tell them what was your Madden rating because it's, watch this, relatable. Can you really say that Bill Belichick was relatable to his players over the last couple of years? Hell, let's go back to 2019. Was he relatable with his quarterback? So good on Mayo taking the time, understanding, listening. Everybody knows he's a head coach. And we're just in the system now where you don't have to be someone's drill sergeant. Jerod Mayo doesn't have to be anybody's daddy. Now, some people say he doesn't need to be their friend either. But hey, you know, the way I can always end this friendship on this team is I can cut you. So like, as someone says, don't get it twisted. He can pull that rug if it needs to be pulled. But he's one of those guys, and I do the same thing, is year this turn, you've got to earn my respect. So let's say respect is a test. Think if somebody has to earn your respect, they get 70 points. You're like, wow, they've gotten 70 points out of 100. They've earned 70 trust points. It's still only a C. Or the easier way is, let me start with 100 on your test and start deducting points as I see. I only need to deduct about 20 points to see where this is going. So Jerod Mayo has the right idea with these players. Be relatable, listen, be engaged, know what they're into, and show how you're relatable that way. The wins will eventually come. All right, we'll talk to Tom Carroll next, a.k.a. Tommy Freeze Pops. He's part of our WEEI digital crew. He'll join us next to talk more about camp, Patriots, and more. But right now it's time to trend with Jacob Lassiter.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Red Sox defeated the New York were defeated, sorry. The Red Sox were defeated by the New York Yankees in extra innings last night in the 10th by a score of 11-8. In the 9th inning, the Yankees tied the score at 8 runs apiece. Cutter Crawford went 4 2/3 innings and let up 5 earned runs. Tyler O'Neill has been raking recently. He hit 2 home runs with 4 RBIs. Not to fear, Alex Cora said this after the game.
Just like theirs, right? I mean, that's what happens when you play the Yankees, right? Their pitching staff is probably the same as us. So tomorrow we got the right guy on the mound, you know, and we need him to go deep. So we'll be okay.
The Sox are back in action tonight at 7:10 on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. Tanner Houck is on the mound for the Sox opposite Carlos Rodon. Cooper Boardman has the Mass Mutual pregame show at 6:10. Mass Mutual, insurance, planning, investments, and other places in the MLB as well as here in Boston. The trade deadline is quickly approaching. Yesterday, there were trades aplenty. The Yankees traded Yankees traded for Jazz Chisholm Jr. and sent 3 prospects to the Marlins. Over in Queens, the Mets traded for Jesse Winker from the Washington Nationals, and the Red Sox acquired career backup catcher Danny Jansen from the Blue Jays. In the Olympics, the U.S. has 5 medals so far. And there's a lot of sports going on today. Fencing, equestrian, windsurfing, skateboarding, and the U.S. men's basketball team takes on Serbia today at 11:15 a.m. Their projected starters, Steph Curry, Drew Holiday, Devin Booker, LeBron James, and Joel Embiid, who had an illness he was battling earlier in the week, but he should be good to go, as well as Anthony Davis, who is dealing with the same thing. My name is Jacob Lassner, and that is what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go.
Wherever you go.
Just download the Odyssey app.
We're right back to it. It's KJ Carson on WEEI.
How do you feel where they're at, just coming back from the summer and picking up where you tried to
land? I feel good. I feel good about it. You know, obviously, Jacoby leading the way there at quarterback. He's been in this game before, and he's really displayed a lot of leadership, not only in the quarterback room, but also just amongst the entire offense, because he is familiar with the scheme. But I'm happy where they are. They're out here. They're working hard, and that's really all you can ask for. And the, you know, the progress will continue to go.
Thank you for starting your Sunday with WEEI. It's KJ. 617-779-7937 text line. We're talking about the Patriots back to camp, change of scenery for some players, change of administration for virtually everybody. And so first I'd say I think it was a good move re-signing Jabril Peppers. I think the consistency on the defense is going to be key moving forward, right? Like, if you know that the biggest changes you need to make are on the offensive side, the other part of that is you need to keep the defense as intact as you possibly can. If you just look at in terms of yards given up over the last 3 years, they're in the top 10. I think through 2-3 years ago, they were one. So if you still have those key pieces in place, I always say a defense gives you a chance. We're about 30 seconds away from Tom Carroll, part of our news member, part of our WEEI digital content staff writing team, a.k.a. Tommy Freeze Pops. You know, Jacob, before we get to Tommy, when I put a person named Tommy Freeze Pops into my phone, I feel like I can hire him for a contracted killing, right? Like, it's like not only is your method of operation of, like, you know, taking out people that you need to do them, but you probably have access to ice boxes, though. I don't know. You would not want to freeze a body because it would keep all the things in there. Like, if it was Tommy Limestone, I think you definitely hire him because he's got, like, things of limestone, and limestone do amazing things to the body. But in terms of the Patriots, I don't have a problem with the way the rebuild is going. And I know you don't want to see another 4-13 season. 5-12 technically would be better. I don't think Jerod Mayo should have to rush Drake May out there. That's what he's just saying. Like, look, Jacoby knows the system. Drake has a chance to learn the system. Give him time to see it. So let's bring in Tommy Freeze Pops from our WEEI digital team. Tom Carroll, thank you so much for joining me here on this Sunday. So, Tommy, you're out at training camp today, this week. What is the vibe that the team has? Do they seem a little more energetic with this new regime under Mayo?
Yeah, it seems really energetic there. And thanks for having me, KJ. I'm not saying that the offense looks sharp per se, but it seems like the energy is high. It's positive vibes. So if you're going for vibes, if you're looking for vibes only, then you could come out of camp and say, everything's great, but, you know, it's a new offense and they're new quarterbacks. And yes, Jacoby was with this system with AVP in Cleveland, but everyone is new now. So there's going to be a learning curve. And like Mayo said earlier this week, the defense is always ahead of the offense. And it's going to especially be ahead of the offense in this situation. Bunch of new rookie receivers, new quarterbacks, everyone's trying to learn things. And Drake May is going to have those rookie ups and downs. So positive vibes, but I'd say more peak and valley when you look at what the offense is doing through 3 days of camp. We got day four today.
Yeah, so we're sticking with the defensive narrative. You know, there's the conversation of what is the future of Matthew Judon. Even Jerod Mayo's lets players express how they feel about their situations, which has been a bit different in the past. I say this, that if Judon's future is to be somewhere else, Mayo is clearly now the leader of the locker room, where if Belichick was still here, you would say, oh, wow, you're losing your leader of the locker room. Does it feel like Mayo is now stepping into that hybrid role of locker room leader, but is also the head coach?
I think that could play into it a bit, but I also think that Jerod knows how important it is to have that player camaraderie in the locker room. You know, they own that space, right? Like putting the players' lounge in there. He wants guys talking to each other. He doesn't want guys buried in their phone. He came up on a Patriots team that had huge names and presences with this franchise that owned that locker room. He was a young player. I think Teddy Bruschi was still on the team at that point. Obviously, Tom Brady was here, Vince Wilfork. So he had those guys that set the standard before. And yes, I think Jerod can be relatable, but at the same time, he has to realize that having a guy like Judon in the locker room that sets the tone on the field. I mean, say what you want about how he's handled the contract stuff. The guy can ball. I mean, he had a pick six at camp earlier this week and has been as disruptive as can be off the edge. And look, the offensive line isn't great. We could talk about that some other time. But Judon is the type of guy that for a young team, I think you want in the locker room because he's skilled. He's done it in the regular season. Can he stay healthy through the end of the year? That's a different question. But you want a veteran presence in that locker room while you're building that foundation, as Mayo has continued to try and emphasize throughout this training camp period.
talking to Tom Carroll, our newest member of our WEEI digital content staff writing team. Check out his work at WEEI.com. So let's switch to the side of the ball that obviously has been the conversation piece for this team over the last 3 years. And it's not been a good conversation. It's been the offense. So I think there's a respectable patience level with Drake May that didn't exist with Mac Jones. And in fairness, who was in front of Mac Jones seemed to be a last-minute answer that was a bad answer in terms of Cam Newton. Is the feeling that Drake May out there in practice is showing proper growth, obtaining the right, you know, absorbing the material the correct way? Does it feel like he's going the correct way as a practice player?
I think so. And like I mentioned, you're going to have those ups and downs as a rookie in his first camp with a new offense, but you're seeing the flashes that you want to see from a guy that was picked third overall. And, you know, he's talked about this. Jacoby Brissett talked about it after practice the other day. He said, look, I went up to Drake after he threw that pick six. He said, hey, you made the big play. Now you had the mistake. These types of things happen in the NFL. That's the NFL, right? So he's learning and he's showing that he has that athleticism and that arm talent that you want, that we've been lacking here in New England for the last 3-4 years. And as things progress here throughout, when we're into August and you see preseason games and you see him in the joint practices, you're going to want to continue to see those moments, those flashes where you're saying, okay, this is the guy that can be the franchise quarterback for the Patriots. Like, he's had two balls already through 3 days of practice that have been the best plays of camp. Mm-hmm. He had that amazing throw on day one to Jalen Reagor up the sideline where he went right over two defenders, caught the ball in stride, brought it into the end zone by the pylon. And then on day three, he had an amazing play-action fake ball to Jalen Polk, which you love to see those guys connecting, down towards the end zone. He was blanketed by defenders. He put the ball right where Polk could get it. Now, in a game, maybe a safety comes over the top and takes Polk's head off, but he put the ball in a spot where you want an elite quarterback to put the ball. So I'm not saying he's elite yet. He's far from it, but he's showing you that he can get there, and that's the progress that you want to see through 3 days.
Yeah, I think we definitely can all agree that just even from camp, just from looking at camp, you've got a better quarterback in the future pipe than what you had if you kept Mac Jones into this camp and was trying to determine what you're going to do over the next year or two in terms of his future. Let me stay on the quarterback conversation, because clearly Jacoby Brissett is probably going to be your week one starter. And then, of course, the development of Drake May. Then comes the question of what of Bailey Zappe and Joe Mixon? Now, I know Jerod Mayo made comments like, look, I'm looking, all of them offer something. Do you think Jerod Mayo may change a bit of things and keep three active quarterbacks?
I think it's too early to say. I wouldn't be surprised, because you have the rookie as the backup. Maybe you want to have that arm insurance, but it looks like Milton is going to be the number three guy. If you're paying attention to and putting any stock into the reps so far in camp, the conventional wisdom was, if you're going to keep three quarterbacks, you keep Zappe because he's the veteran presence. If you have some sort of catastrophe with Brissett and you don't feel like May is ready, you can throw Zappe in there and he can bide some time while May continues to develop. But it's just going to have to play out here over the next few weeks. I think it's too early to know what they're going to be doing at the quarterback spot. I will say this, it feels like Milton is the guy that's having more moments than Zappe at the moment. Zappe's camp has felt, I want to say, pedestrian. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that's really stood out about it. Milton's had a few flashes. He had a ball the other day. He must have thrown the ball 60 yards down the field to Javon Baker, the rookie coming out of Central Florida. So it's almost like they have Milton on the team just to show Baker during the preseason, just to showcase him, because that guy can fly, he can make plays, and Milton has an absolute cannon. So I'm curious to see what they do with those two guys. I wouldn't be shocked if they keep the third quarterback, because again, you just don't know with Drake, right? He's just so young, and you want to have that insurance there, but it's too early to say for sure.
All right, so we've got to get to the burning question about this team, and it has been for several years. It's the offensive line. Now, in fairness, I would say, hey, the offensive line can look great in shorts. We really won't know until live game action. How far can this offensive line go unless they make deals?
Yeah, it's something that Andy Hart and I talked about on Six Rings on Friday. It's going to be bad. It's just going to be bad. We're not expecting a lot from that offensive line here. You know, Mayo keeps saying, we're going to start the five best guys. Where they play, what they play, doesn't matter. We're starting the best five offensive linemen. So at the moment, we know David Andrews is the center. Outside of that, we don't know who is doing what. And that is an issue. I think you can say with pretty great certainty that Owenu is going to take a guard spot, right? So, okay, you got two spots wrapped up at the moment. You can't really figure anything out with this offensive line until you see them in joint practices and in preseason action, in my opinion. I don't think that you can really tell much for interior players until you see them with pads on, with real reps going. So I'll hold judgment, but, you know, the bulk of the mistakes that we saw through 3 days of camp were that of offensive line play and, you know, stopping plays because offensive linemen were doing something incorrect. And it just seems like it's going to continue to be a mess. And it's too bad that this team didn't really go out and try and get a tackle in free agency or use that high second round pick on a tackle. But we're just going to have to hold our breath and wait and see.
Tom Carroll, a.k.a. Tommy Freeze Pops, before you get out of here, what is the nastiest Freeze Pop flavor of all the Freeze Pops?
Oh, man, that's a good question.
I have an answer in my head, but I want to see if we match here.
Okay.
The nastiest Freeze Pop flavor.
You know, this might be controversial, but I'm not a huge fan of, like, that pina colada flavor that will come in the pack. You know, it's like that really, really light
fancy
yellow.
Yeah, the one that looks like, well, I can't say what it looks like, but yeah.
Right, you know what it looks like, right?
Right, and right, sunshine. It's called sunshine.
When you get those Freeze Pops, you buy the one where it's the big sleeve of them and they're all connected, and it's like that really, really light yellow one. And maybe that's not even what the flavor is, but the flavor is just so unsavory that I couldn't even place it. Like, that's what I want to say it tastes like, and it just isn't for me. So that would be my answer to that one. I am a big grape Freeze Pop guy. If I'm going to pick my go-to, I'd go grape one, blue raspberry two.
What?
And then I like a pineapple three. Those would be my top three.
Oh, see, I would say the blue raspberry is the nastiest one because when it overfreezes, it's like bad Powerade. Oh, man, no way. Yeah, but the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. So, yes, I would have to say grape one. I would have to go cherry two. And then I like the lime. I like if lime freezes right.
Lime's good.
The lime one is good. Tommy Freeze Pops, a.k.a. Tom Carroll, part of our WEEI digital content team at WEEI.com. Check out some of his work. Tom, thank you so much for being here, and welcome to the team.
Thanks, KJ. I appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me on. Big fan.
You got it, Tom. Thanks. See, even Tom, the brand new guy here, Jacob, is a big fan, along with, you know, members of the Boston Globe magazine and the Greg Hill Show and Chris Curtis.
Of course.
I'm trying to think, like, who's going to come this. Oh, then you see after Twitter, once I talked about the Jaylen Brown, we'll get to more of the Jaylen Brown response. But I was on that Jaylen Brown response like that. Oh, yeah, and they're coming out. Look, we're talking about the offensive line. This is what's kind of crazy about the NFL is you can be a pretty good team and have a pretty bad line. Like, look at just – I went and looked at the draft, right? 48 picks in this year's draft were linemen. 35 were wide receivers. So that tells you right there, the league overall has a, guess what, a lineman problem. But if you look in terms of according to Pro Football Focus – the rankings of the offensive lines, this is pretty interesting. Baltimore, 24th. Miami, 23rd. Jacksonville, 20. 49ers, 18th. The Bills, 16th. And the Cowboys, 15. So literally, those are all playoff or edge of playoff teams that have second half of the side of the league defense offensive line. So to me, it's like, yeah, you can be 32nd in the league. Much harder to go from 32nd to 5. But if you can get to around 20, 21-ish, 22, then maybe you have a conversation of pair that with the defense in the top or bottom 12 offensive line, but just not at the very bottom. I think that's how you get to a competitive Patriots team, if you want to know who 1 through 6 is. Eagles 1, Lions 2, Browns 3, Chiefs 4, Falcons 5, Colts 6. So even with the Browns at 3, you say, okay, Alex Van Pelt may have access to some of these interior linemen that are the second tier for the Browns, who are probably clearly going to be better than the first tier that the Patriots have. So I think just some of the placement and what success can look like. I mean, when I saw this, I said, okay, Baltimore at 24 with a bad offensive line, with a not-so-great offensive line, okay, you've got a mobile quarterback. Tua doesn't really take off as much at 23 in Jacksonville with Trevor Lawrence, uses his legs some, but then when you get to 18, you're talking about the 49ers and Brock Purdy, and you figure like, okay, Brock Purdy is kind of the immediate comp that a new quarterback can go for because the guy's only in he's going to, I think, his third year. So that's the hope that I have for the offensive line, because I said the Colts are sixth, and the Colts were decent last year considering the injuries that they had. But if you said, hey, the Colts could have the sixth best line and still be kind of in this rebuild mode, then why can't the Patriots kind of get to maybe 20th, 21st, somewhere in there? And then maybe you have a 9-8 team paired with the defense, a good running game. The running game would perform better, right? And then your passing game would be much better. And now you have did you see the pickoff of Mac Jones in practice that was on Twitter? Did you see that?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Like, dude has not grown, but he has already taken a picture with an expensive car and it's done to flip. So maybe I was wrong about Mac Jones, that the guy maybe loves more what football can do for him than football should be doing on the field. Maybe. So at least with Drake May, you feel like there's better hope. There's a little bit more patience by the fan base. I know Shime is ready for him to go day one. I'm like, bro, you even have the same jersey number on. Please don't turn May into Jones. Please don't do that. So give him time. I think Alex Van Pelt, well, people kind of like, huh? But now if you tell me that, hey, the Browns have the third best offensive line rated in the league, if some guys become available due to cap casualties. Or, watch this, Amari Cooper, who is a free agent at the end of the season. Uh-huh. Make it make sense, KJ. Next, it's the week of greatness, and I'll have to explain how big it is to you, and you'll be shocked when you hear just how big it is. Next, here on WEEI. Good Sunday to you.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go.
Wherever you go.
Just download the Odyssey app.
We're right back to it. It's KJ Carson on WEEI.
Yeah. WEEI, KJ on your Sunday, 617-779-7937, text line 37937. We're about 2 minutes away from the week of greatness. Yeah, I'm not one of those that really likes to do a humble brag about my birthday here in a couple of days, but there is a 7-day span that nowhere in the history of the world is there a greater week of birthdays than the week of greatness. And you will hear names. It will blow your mind. All in 1 week, KJ? Yes. That's coming up in 2 minutes. I got to give a shout out to some of my old coworkers at the old WILD 1090 over on Warren Street in Roxbury. Had a great 2-day celebration. Because of parenthood, I couldn't get to either one of them. And of course, of work, I really couldn't get to last night's. But it's just so good to see people from the past. I've seen pictures and so forth. Just a very important part of the cultural history of Boston, especially in radio. I think Pebbles may be the longest standing one who is still working in this industry in this city. Me, I was like the last one hired there, and then before everything changed. So kudos to them. I think WILD Day is now an official day in Boston. On Friday, I think that was done Friday, right? So that's now officially WILD Day in Boston. You know, you get keys to the city. If you get keys to the city, do they then issue you placards? You know, because that's where everything is. Nobody has a key anymore. But, you know, is it to the placard to the city? I would think you would move it forward. So salute all those who were able to come up and make it and everything. I just could not because of family duties both nights. All right, 37937, what you got on the text line, Jacob?
So, first up, we have somebody advocating for the blue raspberry.
Trash. Thanks again to Tom Carroll, a.k.a. Tommy Freeze Pops. And when he got out of here after talking about Patriots, he did a great job here on the station. Mentioned that blue raspberry is his second favorite, and I think that is the nastiest one. Next text.
This team would look so much better if they had taken Marvin Harrison Jr. with the third pick and invested in the offensive line and had Joe Milton as the up-and-coming quarterback.
You know, I can't argue with that because that was part of my argument. Like, if you look at odds makers of, like, who's most likely to win Rookie of the Year, clearly Caleb Williams is in the driver's seat. And I was like, yeah, wait until the car starts and has to drive. It might look a lot like Justin Fields out there. I think Marvin Harrison Jr. may end up being the Rookie of the Year because he has an NFL-ready quarterback, despite what you think of Kyler Murray. He's got an NFL quarterback out there, and he's going to be able to contribute right away. Is the team going to be great? I don't know how that NFC West is going to look. After you say the 49ers, who else? Do you think the 49ers are going to go undefeated in the NFC West? So if there's a surprise team that's sneaking out there, it's because Marvin Harrison Jr. is now in Arizona and he's got a real quarterback. The other side of that, though, with the Patriots, and here's why I say it's okay that Drake May was taken, is because if you see what quarterbacks are getting now, do you want to be the Patriots paying one of those quarterbacks out there $50 million a year and then putting him with Marvin Harrison Jr. and the guy doesn't give you the $50 million a year that you feel like you should be getting? Or you say, you know what, we ride it out with Drake May and see where things are in 2 years, and you've got control of that contract and the money is not that huge. Now, Drake May hits, and you want him to hit, and when it gets time for him to pay, damn, it's going to be somewhere around $60 million because of the way the market's moving. Dak Prescott still has not gotten his deal, and Jordan Love got his deal pretty much of babysitting. All right, one more text, and then we'll get to the week of greatness.
All right, we have a WNBA text saying, your show's awesome, love listening, and... Thank you. I travel up to Connecticut to watch WNBA games.
Okay, well, down to Connecticut? Like, I'm one of those sticklers. Like, if
Sorry,
you're in New
Jersey.
Yeah, okay, it's crazy. I was like, you're going the wrong way. No, but yeah. So this is about the WNBA conversation. Big shouts to Kelsey Nicole Nelson, who was on last week. We had the discussion about how the WNBA has now it's doubled its television deal. New Balance has increased its input, and New Balance being right here, like, I can, like, step out the station and throw something. Now, if my arm comes up short, it hits something on the pike, but it's right here. It all sets correctly for Boston to have a WNBA team. And I say you kind of pull the Patrick Ewing to the Knicks draft type thing is when Caitlin Clark's 3-year deal is up in Indiana, you go all in to make her the first player on this team. And now you've got a bona fide East Coast dominance, almost feeling the way that the Big East used to be for college basketball. You can then have that again here on the East Coast, just between Boston, Connecticut, New York for the WNBA, and it becomes really kind of a mecca piece. So, yeah. So, I'm glad I was able to get WNBA talking, because if there was research that showed, I'd be like, why are you discussing WNBA? But you know what? It's hot. It's making deals. New Balance was in the deal. So, of course, that's what you call localizing it in this industry. Hey, how do you localize the material, KJ? So, that's how you do it. All right. In about 10 minutes, we get to the comments. Responding to comments from Grant Hill by Jaylen Brown. That's coming up, but right now it's time for the Week of Greatness.
From July 31st through August 6th, some of the greatest birthdays in the history of man in the Week of Greatness.
LeVar Patrick, Mark Cuban, Stanley Jordan, Kevin Green, Wesley Snipes, Fatboy Slim, J.K. Rowling, David Sacco, Jonathan Ogden, Zach Brown, A.J. Green, Taking You Home, Chris Malone, Don DeLuise, Yves Saint Laurent, Jerry Garcia, Chuck D, Coolio, Devon Dudley, Tempest Bledsoe, Adrian James, Jason Momoa, KJ Carson, Carol O'Connor, James Baldwin, Lamar Hunt, Wes Craven, Apollonia, Mary Louise Parker, Jackson Chester, Colby Jordan, the late Tim Wakefield, Kevin Smith, Tony Amati, Charlie XCX, Kristaps Porzingis, Martin Sheen, Martha Stewart, John Landis, Ty Christensen, James Hetfield, Nate McMillan, Mr. Olympia, Jay Cutler, Michael Ealy, Troy Gloss, Tom Brady, Todd Gurley, former Queen Elizabeth, Louis Armstrong, John Riggins, Billy Bob Thornton, Barack Obama, Roger Clemens, Jeff Gordon, Kurt Busch, Meghan Markle, Colin Dylan Sprouse, The Sweet Life of Zach and Cody, Neil Armstrong, Herb Brooks, Lonnie Anderson, Bernie Carbo, Maureen McCormick, Marsha, Patrick Ewing, Adam Yauch, MCA, Funkmaster Flex, John Oldham, Anthony Edwards, Lucille Ball, Andy Warhol, George Boston George, Young, Ken Riley, Dino Bravo, Vinnie Vincent, Dale Ellis, David Robinson, Mike Greenberg, Ginger Spice, Max Keller, Soleil Moon Frye, Bucky Brazil, Travis McCoy of Dream Class Heroes.
The Week of Greatness!
What is that, 100 names or so? All in one week. Mine is August 1st. I just didn't want to say, like, starting on my birthday, going through this. So that's why I said, let's do from July 31st to August 6th, all those birthdays, with James Hetfield from Metallica, Jerry Garcia, the late Queen Elizabeth. Look, Queen Elizabeth and Meghan Markle have the same birthday. Oh, boy, does that explain a lot of things now. Look at her. Think she's the, maybe she could be, maybe she shouldn't be. They had the same birthday. Jacob, is that not an impressive week of greatness right there?
Yeah, I was not expecting that. That's a lot of names.
Charlie XCX and I have a birthday. Look, Tom Brady and Barack Obama, I haven't even gotten to them. Now, I know some of you were in your feelings when I said Deval Patrick. I know. I didn't want to go political, but it's localizing the story, KJ. Jay Cutler, Mr. Olympia. Cock Diesel, what is he, four-time Mr. Olympia? Local. Week of greatness. Week of greatness. I'm sorry, you can do that with anybody. You can do that with any week, KJ. Try it. Try it. I bet you your week of greatness doesn't have Tom Brady in it. And Barack Obama? Come on, man. Queen Elizabeth? Zach and Cody from the Sweet Life of Zach and Cody? Are they in your week of greatness? So shout out to those birthdays, including my buddy Chris Malone, 731. That's, it's got to be 100 names. It's a lot. So, I don't know. What do I do for my birthday on Thursday? I guess it's the other thing. What do I do? Next, the final hour, KJWEEI, 617-779-7937, text line 37937. Hope you're having a great Sunday.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go.
Wherever you go.
Just download the Odyssey app.
We're right back to it. It's KJ Carson on WEEI.
Yeah. WEEI, KJ on your Sunday, 617-779-7937, text line 37937. We're about 2 minutes away from the week of greatness. Yeah, I'm not one of those that really likes to do a humble brag about my birthday here in a couple of days, but there is a seven-day span that nowhere in the history of the world is there a greater week of birthdays than the week of greatness, and you will hear names, it will blow your mind. All in one week, KJ? Yes. That's coming up in 2 minutes. I got to give a shout out to some of my old coworkers at the old WILD 1090 over on Warren Street in Roxbury. Had a great 2-day celebration because of parenthood. I couldn't get to either one of them. And of course, of work, I really couldn't get to last night's. But it's just so good to see people from the past. I've seen pictures and so forth. Just a very important part of the cultural history of Boston, especially in radio. I think Pebbles may be the longest standing one who is still working in this industry in this city. Me, I was like the last one hired there, and then before everything changed. So kudos to them. I think WILD Day is now an official day in Boston on Friday. I think that was done Friday, right? So that's now officially WILD Day in Boston. You know, you get keys to the city. I almost like, if you get keys to the city, do they then issue you placards? You know, because that's where everything is. Nobody has a key anymore. But, you know, is it to the placard to the city? I would think you would move it forward. So salute all those who were able to come up and make it and everything. I just could not because of family duties. Both nights. All right, 37937, what you got on the text line, Jacob?
So, first up, we have somebody advocating for the blue raspberry.
Trash. So, yeah, thanks again to Tom Carroll, a.k.a. Tommy Freeze Pops. And when he got out of here after talking about Patriots, he did a great job here on the station. Mentioned that Blue Raspberry is his second favorite, and I think that is the nastiest one. Next text.
This team would look so much better if they had taken Marvin Harrison Jr. with the third pick and invested in the offensive line and had Joe Milton as the up-and-coming quarterback.
You know, I can't argue with that because that was part of my argument. Like, if you look at odds makers of, like, who's most likely to win Rookie of the Year, clearly Caleb Williams is in the driver's seat. And I was like, yeah, wait until the car starts and has to drive. It might look a lot like Justin Fields out there. I think Marvin Harrison Jr. may end up being the Rookie of the Year because he has an NFL-ready quarterback, despite what you think of Kyler Murray. He's got an NFL quarterback out there, and he's going to be able to contribute right away. Is the team going to be great? I don't know how that NFC West is going to look. After you say the 49ers, who else? Do you think the 49ers are going to go undefeated in the NFC West? So if there's a surprise team that's sneaking out there, it's because Marvin Harrison Jr. is now in Arizona and he's got a real quarterback. The other side of that, though, with the Patriots, and here's why I say it's okay that Drake May was taken, is because if you see what quarterbacks are getting now, do you want to be the Patriots paying one of those quarterbacks out there $50 million a year and then putting him with Marvin Harrison Jr. and the guy doesn't give you the $50 million a year that you feel like you should be getting? Or you say, you know what, we ride it out with Drake May and see where things are in 2 years, and you've got control of that contract and the money is not that huge. Now, Drake May hits, and you want him to hit, and when it gets time for him to pay, damn, it's going to be somewhere around $60 million because of the way the market's moving. Dak Prescott still has not gotten his deal, and Jordan Love got his deal pretty much of babysitting. All right, one more text, and then we'll get to the week of greatness.
All right, we have a WNBA text saying, your show's awesome, love listening, and... Thank you. I travel up to Connecticut to watch WNBA games.
Okay, well, down to Connecticut? Like, I'm one of those sticklers. Like, if
Sorry,
you're in New
Jersey.
Yeah, okay, it's crazy. I was like, you're going the wrong way. No, but yeah. So this is about the WNBA conversation. Big shouts to Kelsey Nicole Nelson, who was on last week. We had the discussion about how the WNBA has now it's doubled its television deal. New Balance has increased its input, and New Balance being right here, like, I can, like, step out the station and throw something. Now, if my arm comes up short, it hits something on the pike, but it's right here. It all sets correctly for Boston to have a WNBA team. And I say you kind of pull the Patrick Ewing to the Knicks draft type thing is when Caitlin Clark's 3-year deal is up in Indiana, you go all in to make her the first player on this team. And now you've got a bona fide East Coast dominance, almost feeling the way that the Big East used to be for college basketball. You can then have that again here on the East Coast, just between Boston, Connecticut, New York for the WNBA, and it becomes really kind of a mecca piece. So, yeah. So, I'm glad I was able to get WNBA talking, because if there was research that showed, I'd be like, why are you discussing WNBA? But you know what? It's hot. It's making deals. New Balance was in the deal. So, of course, that's what you call localizing it in this industry. Hey, how do you localize the material, KJ? So, that's how you do it. All right. In about 10 minutes, we get to the comments. Responding to comments from Grant Hill by Jaylen Brown. That's coming up, but right now it's time for the Week of Greatness.
From July 31st through August 6th, some of the greatest birthdays in the history of man in the Week of Greatness.
LeVar Patrick, Mark Cuban, Stanley Jordan, Kevin Green, Wesley Snipes, Fatboy Slim, J.K. Rowling, David Sacco, Jonathan Ogden, Zach Brown, A.J. Green, Taking You Home, Chris Malone, Don DeLuise, Yves Saint Laurent, Jerry Garcia, Chuck D, Coolio, Devon Dudley, Tempest Bledsoe, Adrian James, Jason Momoa, KJ Carson, Carol O'Connor, James Baldwin, Lamar Hunt, Wes Craven, Apollonia, Mary Louise Parker, Jackson Chester, Colby Jordan, the late Tim Wakefield, Kevin Smith, Tony Amati, Charlie XCX, Kristaps Porzingis, Martin Sheen, Martha Stewart, John Landis, Ty Christensen, James Hetfield, Nate McMillan, Mr. Olympia, Jay Cutler, Michael Ealy, Troy Gloss, Tom Brady, Todd Gurley, former Queen Elizabeth, Louis Armstrong, John Riggins, Billy Bob Thornton, Barack Obama, Roger Clemens, Jeff Gordon, Kurt Busch, Meghan Markle, Cole and Dylan Sprouse, The Sweet Life of Zach and Cody, Neil Armstrong, Herb Brooks, Lonnie Anderson, Bernie Carbo, Maureen McCormick, Marsha, Patrick Ewing, Adam Yauch, MCA, Funkmaster Flex, John Oldham, Anthony Edwards, Lucille Ball, Andy Warhol, George Boston George, Young, Ken Reilly, Dino Bravo, Vinnie Vincent, Dale Ellis, David Robinson, Mike Greenberg, Ginger Spice, Max Keller, Soleil Moon Frye, Bucky Brazil, Travis McCoy of Dream Class Heroes.
The Week of Raiders!
What is that, 100 names or so? All in one week. Mine is August 1st. I just didn't want to say, like, starting on my birthday, going through this. So that's why I said, let's do from July 31st to August 6th, all those birthdays. With James Hetfield from Metallica, Jerry Garcia, the late Queen Elizabeth. Look, Queen Elizabeth and Meghan Markle have the same birthday. Oh, boy, does that explain a lot of things now. Look at her. Think she's the, maybe she could be, maybe she shouldn't be. They had the same birthday. Jacob, is that not an impressive week of greatness right there?
Yeah, I was not expecting that. That's a lot of names.
Charlie XCX and I have a... Tom Brady and Barack Obama, I haven't even gotten to them. Now, I know some of you were in your feelings when I said Deval Patrick. I know. I didn't want to go political, but it's localizing the story, KJ. Jay Cutler, Mr. Olympia. Cock Diesel, what is he, four-time Mr. Olympia? Local. Week of greatness. Week of greatness. I'm sorry, you can do that with anybody. You can do that with any week, KJ. Try it. I bet you your week of greatness doesn't have Tom Brady in it. And Barack Obama? Come on, man. Queen Elizabeth? Zach and Cody from the Sweet Life of Zach and Cody? Are they in your week of greatness? So shout out to those birthdays, including my buddy Chris Malone, 731. That's, it's got to be 100 names. It's a lot. So, I don't know. What do I do for my birthday on Thursday? I guess it's the other thing. What do I do? Next, the final hour, KJWEEI. 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. Hope you're having a great Sunday.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.